Yeah. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
It's lovely to have you back on the show again.
You too.
It does appear that you're always on tour. You're all over the place. Is that fair to say, or do you spend most of your days lying by a pool in Ibiza?
No, sadly not. I've got big home utility bills, and so I'm permanently touring. But I suppose for the last year, actually, I've been locked away in a studio in Los Angeles making an album that's out. And so very nice to be released and able to talk to you.
So we read about you being in LA. Is it true you were in Carrie Fisher's house?
Yeah, I live with Carrie Fisher while I'm out there. She is my protector and guardian while I live in Los Angeles. And I recorded the album with the guy who recorded my first album, Back to Bedlam. I mean, it was a journey really going back and find the man who had all started, who started the whole journey with me, I suppose, some 10 years ago.
For a whole year? You live with Carrie for a whole year?
Yeah.
So she's like a friend who you sit and drink wine with and talk about the music in the evenings, and then you go into the studio in the day. How does it work?
Yeah, it's a really kind of creative little house that she is in. Her mum, Debbie Reynolds, from Singing in the Rain, is on the property. And then people like Sean Lennon, John Lennon's son, passes through. Paul Simon's son, Harper, passes through. Rufus Wainwright, the musician, he's drifting by through a lot of the time. And then I will go in the studio from about 10 in the morning till 1 in the morning, and I'll come back home, and there she'll be, Carrie, sitting on the end of her bed writing. She's a prolific writer now. And then I'll turn up at 1 in the morning and I'll play her the songs that I've recorded in the studio that day, and she'll critique them and send me out the next day to go and fix them up.
Sounds just like my house.
So when do you get back to Ibiza? Is Ibiza your home? That's where you.
Yeah, not... Ibiza is my home, but I really haven't been there this year. What I have seen while I've been locked away in my studios, I've seen lots of pictures of my mates in my garden. They've been sending me pictures from Facebook of the, I can look and go, Christ, look, there are 50 people having an after party in my garden. Oh.
Is this why your utility bills are so huge? Are you still running your nightclub as well?
Exactly that.
Ah.
Oh, you want to be friends with Bunty for that reason alone. You stay in his house when he's away. He's making the money. He's paying for the champers, yeah. And you're just drinking it by the pool.
Great friends.
Wow.
Can we be your friends?
You're going to Ibiza next year, aren't you? Got anywhere to stay?
Yeah, how do we get on the guest list for Bunty's nightclub?
You're very welcome. You're on. Amy and Sam, you're there.
Now, Bunty, I gather I hope you don't mind me saying, I think 39 years old now? 29 years old.
Yes.
An extraordinarily eligible bachelor.
For the sake of radio.
For the sake of radio. Harrow educated, then into the forces, now a world-famous pop star and a multi-billionaire with a villa in Ibiza. Extraordinarily eligible.
Thank you.
What kind of woman does it take to secure your heart?
A drunk one. I don't know. I mean, I think someone who's just themselves. Attraction is based on someone being comfortable and ease with themselves, and that's that, really.
Okay. Do you feel comfortable in yourself, Amy? Are you comfortable
very much so. And I think I'd be comfortable in your villa and LA.
Oh, so. Right. Okay.
Can I make a request, James Bunt?
You can.
Well, the song Goodbye, My Lover, of course, it really resonated with me. I went through a breakup at the time.
Right.
And the guy I was seeing was called Ed Glover, so we changed the lyrics to Goodbye, Ed Glover.
Oh, that's great.
And it worked really well. Mm. So just in case, I've got a boyfriend at the moment, but just in case that goes down the pan, he's called Ben Sullivan, so if there's any way you could incorporate that, it'd be really handy to have another breakup song, because it did help me through. I felt like you were singing it for me.
I think it's Ed Sullivan, did you say?
Ben Sullivan's the
Ben
new
Sullivan
one.
I think it's gonna go all the way with him, actually. Okay. I think there's no need for that goodbye song. I feel positive about this one. I didn't like the last one at all.
He was an idiot,
but this one I feel really good about.
Yeah, it's much better. Okay,
well, of course, the album is out now. It's called Moon Landing. An absolute pleasure to have you on the show, Bunty.
Yeah, well thank you so much for your support as well with playing Bonfire Heart so much. It's only my fourth top 10 hit in the UK, going in at number 4 this week, and it's been absolutely amazing for the support that you guys have
given. Well, we love it. We play it because we love it.
I wrote it with Ryan Tedder of One Republic, actually, was who I co-wrote it with. I had to jump on the One Republic tour bus and travel around Europe. We wrote the song in Amsterdam and Luxembourg, and I was like a groupie to One Republic, sleeping on their tour bus with them, not having to put out, obviously. and so the result has been a great
I bet that was a laugh,
song.
Wasn't it? Touring with them.
It was amazing fun. And actually, even the whole part of the song has been amazing. Even the video, I went across the states riding a motorbike across Wyoming and Idaho and cruising around picking up people for the video.
Wow, you really have quite an incredible life. Is there anything, what else do you want to achieve? Because do you sometimes just think, wow, this is brilliant. I mean, Carrie Fisher's house in LA, got a villa in Ibiza. What else does James Blunt want?
What's missing?
What? I think I haven't really thought about it too hard. The only thing I'm doing next year is I'm going on another world tour. This will be my fourth world tour, and I'm coming through the UK in April next year, and we cover a lot of ground. My last tour, I did 260 different cities in 1 year, so come along to a show and come and have a drink afterwards.
James, what an absolute pleasure. Thank you. Enjoy your downtime, whatever you have of it, and we'll speak to you soon. Thank
Lovely
you very much.
Talk to you guys. Take care.
James Blunt, boys and girls.